from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, that's Brandon Poughkeepsie Kid, and he's still a dub.
Poughkeepsie Kid.
Yeah, he's still a dub. He plays for the Warriors.
I didn't mean to laugh at your reintro, but I'm looking at the YouTube feed, and we've got Director of Sports Lucas Alexander mounting fat heads on the wall. And as he tapes them, and then as he tapes them, and you're going to see on the YouTube feed, he is vigorously going to be rubbing Bonte Hill's face.
Yeah. Oh, and then he paused. And then
Pause.
I want to know why each show has one fat head that's fatter than the other head. Have you noticed that?
Your head's giant.
My head, Guru's head, and Bonte's head, and this actually is true to real form in life, are way bigger heads, and I mean that in multiple ways.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, Chasky's got the best looking one. Just go to the YouTube feed or the Twitch, and you can see it once Director of Sports eventually mounts them. There's Chasky.
Why is Guru blurry?
I don't know.
That's funny. Anyway, Anthony Slater doesn't want to sit here and listen to this.
Sorry, Slates.
Yeah, let's get to him. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And let's go to Slates. Anthony Slater, The Athletic. It's August 6th, so he has come on to announce the Warriors' Lauri Markkanen trade. Please, Anthony, give us the details.
There will not be one for at least, a calendar year almost.
Or 5 years or whatever, yeah. Yeah, you know, your comments earlier were interesting. So this hasn't even been a real thing for a while, I guess, huh?
No. I would say there was two chances for the Warriors to potentially get Lauri Markkanen. You know, early July when I'd say, you know, the Jazz kind of opened the phone lines for anyone that wanted to just blow them away. You know, the Kings were in on it before they pivoted to DeMar DeRozan. There were some reports about the Spurs, and then obviously the Warriors were the most serious of them. And now, I mean, I would say now that we can take a month away from it and look back, I think your chance at the start of July to potentially get Lauri Markkanen was to just blow Utah away. Take everything. Take all the young guys. Take all the picks. What else do you want? And then the second potential chance that you thought was if, like, the Jazz or Lauri Markkanen decided the extension didn't make sense. And August 6th, as you mentioned, August 7th, you know, for Lauri Markkanen purposes, was always going to be the date that they had to either commit to each other. And if they didn't commit to each other, it would have been a major signal to the rest of the league that either Lauri Markkanen was hesitant about being there, being through this difficult rebuild, or that Utah, you know, might want to trade him and not commit long term and basically give him a no trade clause for a year. So if that had happened, then I think the asking price would have had to be lowered because the leverage from Utah side would have been way lowered. But what happened. Lauri Markkanen decided he wants to take a lot more money than anybody else could have given him because he can use Utah's current cap space to get a huge raise next season and then extend off that. And Utah decided to give him this major deal. And that kind of puts all the rumors to rest.
Would the inclusion of Brandon Pajemski made a difference, in your opinion, in this deal? Because I know the Warriors were reportedly reluctant or refusing even to put Pods in the deal.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's like, I can't sit here and say that was the breaking point. They were sitting there on one Wednesday in mid-July, and it was like, if he's in it, the trade is made. If he's not, it's not. But if it had gotten into deeper talks, that was going to be a tension point in theoretical talks. The Warriors never wanted him on the table. Again, we reported it today, but the Warriors have denied several trades league-wide that offers for Brandon Pajemski. But again, it did not get to the point that, they were just, it was at the one-yard line and one piece was going to swing the move.
Anthony Slater, The Athletic, with us. So what's next, and what is the likelihood that the roster we see right now is the opening night roster?
Yeah, I think there's a decent chance, or maybe even like, maybe there's a small marginal move or training camp competition. I do think, and I have heard, that they're going to be a little bit more exploratory in August and September, making calls around the league. This is typically a time of the year where pretty much every roster is set. Sometimes you see moves, but I don't expect any big picture, big fish type move out there. Cause again, they're not really interested in that Zach LaVine contract. I think Brandon Ingram is going to probably have to go back to New Orleans. His market has been really tepid. So maybe it's a smaller scale deal, or maybe it's just the 14, that they currently have. With an eye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Eye towards the trade deadline potentially, and they're a little restricted trade wise right now, even on smaller scale deals, because they are hard capped at the first apron, and they're only like 500,000 or so away from the first apron. So any trade they make, they have to take in less money than they give out. So that complicates some theoretical deals.
And in those theoretical deals, would it make sense for them to thin the roster a little bit? Because as I look at the names and the players, it seems like they have more players than they have rotational spots yet again, which might lead to the problems that Steve Kerr had last year with the rotation.
I mean, you don't thin it just to thin it. You don't just give guys away, give talent away because, you don't want a competition at the shooting guard or whatever. I do think if there was a trade out there where you could trade 3-for-1 and suddenly get Steph Curry a legitimate number two scorer, or get a Lauri Markkanen, sure, that does seem to make the most sense for this roster. It did last year. It will all the way up probably till the February trade deadline this year until they get that number two, number three. But again, you're almost a victim of your own depth in a sense, at least, mid-tier depth, where it's like, you don't want to like just give Moses Moody away, just give somebody away like that, unless it's, you want to save those chips. And that's the other thing with these smaller scale deals I'm talking about. Like, I wonder about, you look at Brooklyn, would a Dorian Finney-Smith be available? Would a Cam Johnson be available? Maybe, but do you want to use up some of, you know, your assets that maybe come January, there's a really bigger name available, and suddenly you don't have that because you used it to get Dorian Finney-Smith. So that's kind of all the stuff they're looking at.
Anthony, how do you think this all sits with Steph?
Well, I think right now he's got to focus on, the quarters, or I guess the semis at this point. They smoked Brazil today. I think he will, knowing Steph and just how compartmentalized he can be within the profession, rational. I think he truly is like very focused on, you know, playing better right now in Paris than he has been and winning this gold medal, kind of completing that task. He's extension eligible this week, really only a 1-year thing. That's not a huge deal. But I do think once he gets back from Paris, leading into camp, that will be a month for him to, really kind of gather his thoughts on the future and moving forward. But he's made a 2-year commitment. I mean, I think they can come to camp even with his 14 believing they can win games and they can set themselves up in a position, get some growth from the young guys, play better, keep Draymond eligible the whole season, be in a good spot to maybe strike down the line, because they still do have some really appealing trade assets. And they have some potential growth candidates for, like, you're not entering the season if you're Steph believing, well, this is now, a guaranteed lottery team. They're going to tank. So I think he'll take time.
Is Jonathan Kuminga still a trade asset, or are teams a little spooked at the possibility of what his next contract is going to be?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, right? Like, because the truth, you're going to have to pay him. I mean, he's enough of a talent. I think he's shown enough that, just like Chicago, for example, right? You would have said Josh Giddey, what kind of asset is he for Oklahoma City entering extension eligibility? Well, Chicago was like, yeah, we'd love to have Josh Giddey, and I assume they're going to pay Josh Giddey. You don't trade for a guy like Josh Giddey to then barter with him, take him to restrictive free agency, and maybe lose him. So Kuminga's trade value is probably different to certain teams in certain points of their cycle and really just what their front offices think of Kuminga as a talent now and into the future. But also he's very desired internally by the Warriors and we'll probably be having discussions in September and October about, his extension talks and how realistic it is for those to get done. But I guess your general point, I know we've talked about this, but a guy like Podziemski has 3 years of very cheap control. Kuminga, you got to make a decision on basically now. So that is what makes it a more complicated situation. But Jonathan Kuminga is still a young talent that there's plenty of teams and front offices around the league that would love to get their hands on.
Slates, I know the Warriors organization is used to Draymond saying what Draymond wants to say, but how do you think it sat with Steve Kerr that Draymond was so negative about his Olympics rotations on his podcast?
I think they're kind of numb to it. It's just like, I don't think that it's been about a few off seasons since I think any of that just, random podcast fodder gets to Steve. I mean, Steve deleted his Twitter account how many years ago now, like 4 or something like that. I wouldn't be surprised if he hasn't even heard about it. I think they have one request of Draymond Green at this point. Just play as, do not get suspended next season.
Yeah.
Just be eligible, play. You're very good on the court. Just stay on the court. Lead, play great defense, be there for the team. If he wants to criticize Steve Kerr's rotations for Team USA, man, even if he probably wants to go on the podcast middle of next season and say, Kuminga should be playing more, they're probably fine with that as long as he is starting at power forward on Thursday night against the Mavericks.
Fair enough. Anthony, great stuff. Good reporting on all this. We appreciate you jumping on today.
Yep. All right, fellas.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.